Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Schiff-Rovi-Polsat results for quarter four, 2010 conference call. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode until we conduct a question and answer session, and instructions will be given at that time. If anyone should require assistance during the conference, press star then zero on your telephone. Just to remind you, this conference call is being recorded. I would now like to hand over to today's chairperson, Mr. Dominik Richter. Please go ahead, and I will be standing by.
Thank you very much, operator. Welcome everyone to our annual and fourth quarter of 2010 results. Let me start with the summary which we are very glad to present. Our DTH subscriber base increased by 234,000 year-on-year to the number of 3.4 million altogether. Number of our MVNO user increased by 67,000 to 96,000, and it's worth to mention that 94% of them are postpaid. Today, the number is close to 115,000-116,000. Number of internet users at the end of the year amounted to 26,000, and today it's close to 34,000. It's limited because we still are trying to convince our business partners to build the network as fast as possible, and these results were achieved on average on 330, maybe roughly speaking, base station average in 2010. To remind you, we launched in February with the internet on its own offer and with the multiple play offer in June of 2010. Today, we have 475 base station in the field, out of which around 410 is operational. The others are waiting for the permissions from the Polish regulatory bodies to be plugged in and fully operational. ARPU family package increased by 4.5% to amount of 42 zloty, and mini package ARPU increased by 20.7% to 11.1 zloty in 12 months of 2010. Churn rate, it was at the level of 10.3% as forecasted, as promised, and all these contributed to very good financial results. Our annual revenues amounted almost 1.5 billion zloty and went up by 17%. Our EBITDA crossed 400 million mark. It was 407 million, and was higher by 28% in comparison to the previous year. Our EBITDA margin was 27.5%, also increased by 2.4 percentage points, and our net income to 258 million, up 12%. In quarterly results, all our indicators are up as well, except net income, which was impacted by higher amortization of the set-top boxes. Our CFO, Tomasz Szeląg, will talk about it or explain it during his part of the presentation or during Q&A session. Main events on 2010: improvement of programming offer, 19 new channels, out of which 10 in HD, which is very important for our customers who are now in the trend of exchanging TV sets to HD and of course as well boxes. As I mentioned a few seconds ago, we launched a project on which we worked for a couple of last years, which completes in a certain way the basic portfolio of our product, TV, internet, and telephony. internet, radio internet in HSPA plus technology, allowing high speed internet and of course allowing also mobility. Our multiple play offer, it's a key product in which we want to promote among our clients, with the obvious benefit of one contract, one invoice, and one payment for three services. It's been also a first year of our new product, Near Video On Demand and pay-per-view services. During last year, we introduced two new studios, Disney and Sony, and based on their services and those who we have earlier, we crossed the mark of 1 million events sold in last 12 months. We changed our TV packages. I mentioned how HD became important in last year, and we introduced a number of HD channels to the standard definition tiers, and we gave our client elasticity, which will contribute in the future in the growth of ARPU, because they can migrate between the packages. So, for example, changing the sport tier to film tier at any given moment, as well as changing the tiers in terms of the high, how big the subscription they will pay in a given month. HD became a standard in Polish market. So, in Q4 of 2010, which, to remind you, is the most important quarter of our year, about 50% of gross sales happened in that time. We started to offer to our clients only set-top boxes, only HD set-top boxes, except the second set-top box for the house or the certain very low-tier packages. HD set-top boxes are produced in-house in our company called Cyfrowy Polsat Technology, and also at the end of last year we crossed the mark of 2 million set-top boxes produced in it, out of which 1.5 million was produced in the previous year. It was standard definition boxes, and over 600,000 already produced HD boxes. In our board, there was a change. A new member joined. It's Aneta Jaskulska, who worked for the company for a certain time and was promoted. We also complete the purchase transaction of the purchasing of M-Punkt Holdings Limited. We established a new company called Cyfrowy Polsat Trademarks, which, as it name says, is responsible for the management of trademarks and fixed assets of our group. And last but not least, the most important event in the history of last year, announcement of acquisition of 100% of Telewizja Polska. If we could go to the slide number 9. If you go to slide number 9, you will see the panorama of Polish pay TV satellite market, on which we are unquestionable leader with over 3.4 million subscribers. The second player in the market, 1.5 million subscriber, Cyfra Plus, but please note on the right side, Cyfra Plus has not added any subscribers this year, so it's pretty much frozen. The third player, Platform N, 800,000 subscribers with 322 also in prepaid version of Telewizja na kart. For the first time in our graphs, we introduced TP because we could extract the number from their financial report, extract the number of paying subscribers, and we know that it's 125,000, I understand, out of 580,000 deployed set-top boxes. Net additions in 2010, we are very proud to repeat the results from the previous years. Again, around 50% of net additions were performed by Cyfrowy Polsat, which is more difficult each year because the size of our platform makes our life more harder and harder in performing net additions. It's simply because the net addition is a function of the gross sales minus churn. And because Cyfrowy Polsat has more subscribers than combined competition together, that's why from the simple mathematics, with our growth, this task is more and more difficult to achieve. On slide number 10, you can see that one of the reasons why we were able to deliver such a strong net addition was very low churn rate. It grew from 8.2 to 10.3 percentage in first half of 2010, roughly speaking, even 10.5 maybe at some point, if I remember well. And as we promised, as we announced to you in that time, it stabilized in the second half of the year. And I believe that it should remain in the similar level in 2011 because the things are very well under control with the many loyalty programs introduced and with the results we already know after Q1, despite the fact that Q1 is still 2 weeks of it is in front of us. But to remind you, there is a 3 month termination notice in our agreements with our customers. We cannot tell you what is the churn rate of our first competitor, Cyfra Plus. The only information we have was given in the interview of the president of the management board, who said that the churn rate is higher than 15%. That's why we put a bigger graph and put a question mark. Our second competitor, Platform N, does not report the churn rate. However, it is possible to calculate it based on the information from their financial statement and using exactly the same formula which we use to calculate churn for Cyfrowy Polsat, we calculate the churn for Platform N and it is 18.9%. Slide number 12. Our operational results. 583,000 gross additions in 2010, which and 240 gross additions only in Q4 of 2010. Please note the correlation between the gross additions from Q4 and the net additions in whole year. These are almost exactly the same figure. In my opinion, it is the indicator which can lead us to the conclusion that with this size of the platform as Cyfrowy Polsat and this depth of the market as Poland is, we should work on maintaining the number of our subscribers for first three quarters of the year, looking for net additions in the Q4 of 2011. I already said that we stabilized our churn and that we believe that it should remain at this very comparable level in 2011. The number of our the breakdown of our subscriber base to the two tiers, which we usually report, family package plus premium and mini package, you can see on the slide number 13, with the churn inside these groups of the customers, which you can notice in the squares below the graphs. Around 20% of our subscriber base is in the mini package and mini max and mini HD. So in the price range from $990 to $1,990, and 80%, which is a little bit over 2.7 million, is in the family package and premium. It means from 37.90 till over 99 zloty. We are very pleased to see the development of ARPU. ARPU increased in family package year on year by 4.4% to 42.5 zloty, but there is, due to the eagerness of new customers to subscribe to higher tiers and also due to the upgrades in existing subscriber base. But we believe that maybe in Q2 and definitely in Q3, we can tell you that the real ARPU could be even higher. The reason for that is that the mechanism of the promotions, which were incorporated to our offer in Q4 of that year, the elasticity of downgrading and upgrading in any given moment of the contract is not calculated in that figure. So when we present to you 4.4% of the growth to and 42.5 ARPU PLN, it means that we took into calculation only the minimum level to which the customer is committed to. But the real consumption, we know that will be higher, but it's a certain compromise between us and our auditor, and this is the way we present it to you, but there will be adjustments made in the future. ARPU of the mini package increased by 21% to 11.8 in Q4, and to a little bit lower level, 11.1 in all 2010. It's due to the fact that our mini customers started to migrate to the higher tiers, mini HD, which is 1490, and mini max, which was 1990. And now I'll give the floor to our CFO, Tomasz Szelon, who will present Cyfrowy Polsat 2010 financial results.
Okay, thank you, Dominik. Before I start financial section, I would like to make two introductory remarks. First one, I believe that for the last time, I won't analyze financial costs in this presentation. This category has not been important so far. However, after the transaction and leveraging we are planning, it will have an impact on the net profit generated by the company, and probably the next time I will spend some time on this issue. And the second remark is that fifth quarter in a row, our currency exposure decreased from the level of 50% of operating cost in Q3 2009 to the level of 35% in Q4 2010, and it is before hedging transactions. And taking into consideration hedging transactions as well, our currency exposure in the next 10 months is at the level of 26%. In terms of currency structure, this is still the same, that 50-50 balance euro versus US dollar. On slide number 16 and 17, you've got some general information about our results. Slide number 16, our revenues on the quarterly basis increased by 12%, meaning 40 million, and our costs were under influence on two one-offs connected with restructuring of M-Punkt and start-up costs of our project called TV Guide. That's why we gave you also the number of the cost increased adjusted and not taking into consideration these two one-offs, and the cost growth on the quarterly basis adjusted was 10.4%. We reported EBITDA, quarterly EBITDA at the level of 72 million, which was 12% growth. On slide number 17, the same data for the whole year. The same positive trends can be observed, plus the net profit is also positive, has also positive dynamic. Our revenues increased by 217 million, cost by 168 million, and EBITDA by nearly 90 million. EBITDA margin reached the level of 27.5%. And EBITDA exceeded 400 million. When you calculate it on an adjusted basis and you exclude the one-offs, then you can see that cost increased more than 3 percentage points in comparison. Revenues increased more by 3 percentage points in comparison to the cost dynamic. Slide number 18, revenue structure in Q4 2010. On the quarterly basis, revenues increased by 12%, mainly as a result of an increase in subscription fees. You can see that our business model is very stable. 93% of the total revenues accounted for just subscription fees, which were diversified over more than 3.4 million subscribers located in the whole Poland. For us, also very important is that subscription fees are still growing, still increasing, and it is a result of the growth in the average number of subscribers by 10.4% on a quarterly basis, and growth in ARPU landed by 3.7%. Telecommunication revenues increased by 5 million. This revenue stream is growing due to the fact that number of subscribers of MVNO users and broadband users is increasing all the time. On slide number 19, there's a revenue structure in the whole year 2010. The same positive trends in terms of subscription fees were observed in this period. Subscription fees increased by 204 million because of the growth in average number of subscribers by 11.4% and the growth in ARPU blended by 3.8%. Sale of equipment, this revenue stream were going down due to the fact that our subscribers preferred leasing set-top boxes instead of buying them. Then let's move to the cost structure. On slide number 20, costs in Q4 2010, you can see on the circle graph that nearly 60% of our cost accounted for two categories, mainly the programming cost and distribution, marketing, customer relation management, and retention costs. These costs I will describe in more details. Programming costs on the quarterly basis increased by 25%, and I would like to underline that this is connected with the base effect. because the cost in Q4 2009 are lower by 8 million due to one-offs we had that time. We managed to negotiate better conditions with current broadcasters during Q4 2009, which also have some positive impact on our cost in Q2 and Q3 2009, because we didn't want to change Q2 and Q3 2009 results. The total savings we calculated and put into accounts in Q4. When you take this one-off into consideration, then the growth in programming cost is less than 14%, and this is in line with the organic growth of our business, of our subscriber base. This base effect is not visible on a yearly basis. When you go smoothly to the slide number 21, you will see that programming costs increased by 11%, even if you take here into consideration that the FX impact was 11 million, then the growth in this cost category was still less than 14%, in line with our organic growth. Let's go back to the slide number 20. Distribution, marketing, customer relation management and retention costs increased by 9 million. What I would like to stress here is that as the management board of this company, we treat this group of costs as one category. We can observe on time to time that within this group of costs, we changed the cost stream. However, for us, the most important is keeping the budget as a whole. Giving an example of cash stream going to our points of sale. The basic rule is that we pay for the new customer acquired, and this is the commission. But at the moment, retention programs implementing the company and customer relation management services as well were also moved to the points of sale, and these activities of points of sale are visible in the line of customer relation management and retention costs. And last but not least, our local marketing initiatives done with cooperation of our points of sale are visible in the line of marketing costs. So you can see this elasticity of different cost categories within this one group, which we treat as a whole. Except this general remark, we had some increase in marketing costs connected with telco advertisement. It was incremental cost, and the startup of TV Guide project, which was also put in marketing costs of Q4 2010. On slide number 21, cost structure in the whole year, there was a positive foreign exchange effect on cost of 18 million, which we presented also, which is visible in our yearly results. About distribution, marketing, customer relation management, and retention cost, I talked a few minutes ago. I will go smoothly to salaries and employee-related expenses. They increased by 15 million, and it was due to the organic growth, two new lines, business lines, and also restructuring of M-Punkt impacted this too. Depreciation and amortization increased by 94%, meaning 39 million. And here you can see that because of the strategy that our customers prefer leasing instead of buying set-top boxes, we put them into our assets and amortize them through the five-year period. And due to the fact that bigger number of set-top boxes is in our assets, that's why our amortization is also increasing. And I would like also to comment two positions in the table on the right top part of the right bottom part of the slide. bad debt provision and cost of receivables written off increased due to the fact that there was a general increase in our receivables we've got as a company, and also because of the two new businesses, which at the beginning, at the early stage, usually in each company, generates relatively higher bad debts. However, when you calculate bad debt versus subscription fees, you can see that this indicator is much less than 3%. On the yearly basis, it was 2.6%. On slide number 22, we presented EBITDA and EBITDA margins, and we also put information about adjusted EBITDA and EBITDA margins, excluding restructuring of M-Punkt and TV Guide project. And you can see that on the quarterly basis, this margin was 22.2%, and on the yearly basis, close to 30%. Slide number 23, cash flow in 12 months of 2010. We started the year with 99 million. During the year, we generated nearly 200 million from operations, and it was 14 million higher in comparison to the previous year. Our CapEx, mainly IT, hardware and software, and some transmission equipment was 46 million, which accounted for 3.1% of the total revenues of the company. We completed the acquisition of M-Punkt and spent 33 million on that. The big position is dividend paid of 153 million. During 2010, we managed to repay all long-term credit facilities we had with banks, and at the moment the company don't have any long-term credit facilities. We have only overdrafts, which were used in the amount of 18 million by Cyfrowy Polsat Technology and M-Punkt SA. At the end of the year, we had 28 million in cash, which means that our net cash positive position was 10 million. Then we can go smoothly to TV Polsat section. On slide number 25, we put some information about the status of the transaction. We plan, as we announced in November, we plan to finalize this transaction by the end of this quarter, which means that we still have 14 days to complete it. In terms of financing process, we saw very wide interest of banks in syndication process of term loan 1.4 billion and revolving loan of 200 million. As you remember, in our transaction structure, there is also a bridge of 1.4 billion, and we in November we said that we plan to refinance it during 2011. And now we give you more information. We plan to refinance it by issuing high yield bonds, and we plan to do it in the second or third quarter of 2011 in our basic scenario. However, the bridge facility will be signed for 12 months. We did our job in terms of transformation Telewizja Polsat financial results from Polish accounting standards into IFRS. It was completed in line with our expectations until the end of 2010, and the results we achieved were also in line with what we expected. And audited financial results of Telewizja Polsat for 2010 will be available in the second quarter of 2011, and we plan to give you also information about it. Dominik?
Thank you, Tomek. I'm very pleased to give you some information about the performance of Polsat Television in 2010 during the roadshow and many conferences and meetings we had with our investors announcing the transactions. We gave some indications what we expect, how we expect Polsat to perform in 2010. And now we have the results, which are in line with this forecast. Polsat main channel delivered 16% of the audience share and was the second channel in the market. Polsat thematic channels reached 3.2% of the audience share in 2010. But this is the maybe the right moment also to give you some information about 2011, because as you probably know, in free-to-air business, 1st of March, the first week of March, is the time of the launch of the new scheduling, new programming offers, and the first results of the new proposal for the viewer from Telewizja Polsat is very good, very encouraging. Polsat is the channel who grew their number to 16.9, and this is a figure which, if put in right perspective, so in comparison to the other in the given period, so comparing to the same time of 2010, Polsat would be probably the only platform who grew their audience. Thematic channels of Polsat in the same time reached 3.8% of the audience share. TVN 16.9, so exactly the same level after 2-3 weeks of the new programming, and thematic channels of TVN 4.9. So the main loser, as I if I could say, is TVP, the company which lost the shares from 15.9 to 15.4 in TVP1 and from 13.5 to 12.7 in TVP2. In terms of financial results, Polsat delivered what was required from us to pay the price of 3.75 billion Polish zloty, EBITDA margin 306, forecasted was 305, and the revenues based on Polish accounting standard 1,096 versus expected 1,093, and using IFRS standards it's 1,042 million Polish zlot. Thematic channels, which are the main driver of the maintaining audience shares by Telewizja Polsat group of the channel, as I said, are performing very, very well, and it's due to the fact that their number of the viewers grew organically due to the agreement concluded with Cyfra Plus in second half of 2010, and the results of it are already visible. They are very advanced in the process of introduction of their channels to the one of the biggest Polish cable operators. So the gap to the others who launched their channels a little bit earlier is closing rapidly, giving the very good audience share growth already in last few months and having the good forecast for 2011. The key drivers are of our new scheduling in Polsat. You can see on page number 28, probably the most important of them is Must Be the Music, the new show, which was very well received by Polsat viewers. So our plans for 2011 are, first of all, to finalize the acquisition of Telewizja Polsat, signing a loan agreement, which we hope to close by the end of Q1. Right away after it, we'll issue warrants for Telewizja Polsat current shareholders, and then we'll start the project of refinancing the bridge loan, to remind you, 1.4 billion Polish zloty, by high-yield bonds. We hope we can do it between May and July of 2011, and of course the full consolidation of Telewizja Polsat and Cyfrowy Polsat results will start from Q2 of 2011. In DTH sector, our main goal is to maintain our leader position, our position of the leader in the pay TV market by continuing the strategy of increasing the subscriber base and ARPU. Maybe it's the right moment also to give you a certain view of the potential of this market. This is after the end of the year. I will say I do not correct them to the very different figures. Still, the penetration of pay TV in Poland, in my opinion, is between 71-72%, excluding overlap. So 8-10% of the growth in next few years is doable. So it means that we will have over 1 million new customers to go after in, as I said, next few years. Very important driver of our growth will be, as usual, ARPU, focusing on the key elements which contributed to the growth in the 2010. So it means the migration of our existing customers to higher tiers and selling in new acquisitions the better split of the packages, which we achieved in 2010. In order to grow the subscriber base, it's very important to be focused on maintaining low churn rate. We are going to achieve that by investing in customer care, in loyalty programs, and you can already see this. Tomek discussed that in his part of the presentation when he discussed the cost line in marketing and customer retention costs. We believe that one of the projects which will contribute to the higher level of satisfaction of our client is Catch-Up TV, the project which some of you may know from the different markets. It means that it is a project which gives the possibility to all our subscribers who pay for a given tier to catch up for 7 days after the broadcast the same content or the content from the same programs which was delivered by the broadcaster in internet. This project will not contribute to the higher ARPU because it will be given for free in the subscription of the satellite tiers. However, we believe it will be the first step in order to start selling content via internet. That's the second project, which is called Cyfrowy Polsat CP Online, and it will be based on on-demand sales of the content. We plan to launch it in 2011 as well. Polsat Television, sustaining the strong position on advertising market and audience share, while increasing technical reach and revenues from subscription of thematic channels. Last but not least, our most important project for the future development, the rollout of internet services. We are looking forward to launch commercially LTE. Yesterday, we launched friendly user test, LTE based of on 1800 band megahertz frequency, based on the same base station as HSPA Plus, which was deployed in 2010. The LTE will give us not only the better quality of the product, high-speed internet, theoretical speed of 100 megabits per second, but also will help us build the capacity of the network, because it is its capacity is at least three times bigger than HSPA Plus. That's all the information we prepare for you today, and now we are ready to answer your question. Operator?
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question at this time, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. To cancel your question, please press the hash or pound key. Once again, that is star 1 to register a question, and then the hash or pound key to cancel. There will be a short silence while participants register for questions. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, please press star 1 if you would like to register a question at this time, and then you can use the hash or pound key to cancel your request. We appear to have no questions at this time, so I hand the conference back to you.
Thank you very much, operators. Thank you, all participants, and hope to hear you 3 months from now. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your participation. This concludes today's conference. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.